This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. In this episode, we are celebrating National Dog Month, sharing helpful information on what, when, and how you can celebrate this special month with your pups. That's what's on our show, so let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you, so go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. August is National Dog Month. Yay! This is a very special and fun month-long celebration for dog parents that our nation began celebrating in 2020. And I am so happy to welcome back my sister Colleen. And between us, we have six dogs. Yes, we are total dog moms. Colleen lives in California with her two corgis, Callie and Keegan, and her sweet little puppy, Cisco, the Sheltie, my sister dog. They're all very athletic. They enjoy agility and tracking, and they're very good on the trails. And I have three girls. I have Fawn, my 13-year-old Italian Greyhound, and my two Chihuahuas, Coco and Miss Sassy. And no, they are not very athletic, but they do enjoy a sunny walk in the neighborhood. And yes, I am that dog mom who dresses her pups up, and they love it, except for Coco, who likes a cute bandana. And Colleen and I are looking forward to spending time with all of you dog moms and dads to share what and when is National Dog Month and some really fun and special ways to celebrate this possum month with you and your pups. So during the entire month of August, we celebrate National Dog Month with our lovable canine pals, and that's smack in the middle of the dog days of summer. And dogs are the number one pets on the planet, and with very good reason. The list of benefits on spending precious time with our pups is endless and certainly proves one thing, that a month-long celebration of Far Fur Kids has been a long time coming. So I want to welcome back my sister Colleen. Hey, Colleen.
Hello. Thanks for having me today. How are you?
Good. This is such a special month because this is like totally us.
Absolutely.
And this is something that we love celebrating. We share stories on what we do and things we do and fun things we do with our kids. So, but you did some really great research on the benefits of spending time with our dogs. Can you just tell us all about that?
Absolutely. I'm happy to. Yeah, I did some, found some really interesting statistics and facts on the internet, most notably from the AKC, the American Kennel Club website, and I'm really excited to share them with you. It was really eye-opening. So whether your dog burrows under the blankets with you at night, plays in the sprinkler, or alerts you to a health need, we know they are constantly improving our lives and making them more fun. Not only that, The companionship and affection we share with them make our lives better too. We all know that. They make our lives so much better, enhance them in so many ways. But did you know that scientific studies prove our possum companions make our lives better? So there's actual science behind this. I found this really
interesting. That's so fascinating. I can't believe the stuff you found. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So here are some of the many ways that they improve our lives. So first, dogs make us feel less alone. Dogs can be there for you even when people can't. They offer unconditional love, emotional support, and constant cuddles that help stave off social isolation. Dogs are also good for your heart. Owning a dog can help you live longer. Studies suggest that dog owners have lower blood pressure levels and improved responses to stress, which I think is amazing. Research has concluded that the bond between humans and dogs reduces stress, which is a major cause of cardiovascular problems. Another way that they help improve our lives is they help us stop stressing out, just kind of in general. Your canine companion can offer comfort and ease your worries. Multiple studies show that dogs and therapy dogs help release stress and anxiety. They also help us cope in times of crisis. Dogs can help us recover psychologically from all kinds of crises. Purdue University's College of Veterinary Medicine discovered that military veterans with PTSD can do better both physiologically and psychologically when they have a service dog. Veterans with a service dog had significantly fewer symptoms of PTSD and showed improved coping skills. Dogs also encourage you to move. Those long treks around sidewalks, trails, beaches, and paths really add up. A 2019 British study discovered that dog owners are nearly four times more likely than non-dog owners to meet daily physical activity guidelines. Dogs also make us more social. Walking with a dog can make us more approachable and give people a conversation starter. Think about how many times you've talked with other people, whether they're your neighbors or new friends at the dog park when you're walking your dog. I've met so many people that way. Dogs also make us happier. Just looking at a dog can lift your spirits. A 2009 study in Japan found that staring into your dog's eyes can actually raise your level of oxytocin, also known as the love hormone. Finally, dogs can have positive effects on seniors. Studies exploring the effects of dogs on seniors found significantly positive results. One study found that pet therapy can improve the cognitive function of residents in long-term care with mental illness. Another study showed significant decreases in agitated behaviors in seniors with dementia, as well as improved social interactions. There are a lot more positive effects and wonderful ways that our dogs make our lives better, but these are just kind of the highlights of the benefits that I found during my research.
Well, and one of the things I wanted to touch on, and these are also important, that dogs make us feel less alone. They're good for your heart. They help us stop stressing out. They encourage you to move, make us more social, make us happier, and they definitely have a positive effect on seniors. But each year we have someone come in from America's Vet Dogs, and they spend the whole time talking with us how dogs can help us cope in a time of crisis and how the vets with PTSD or any physical or psychological issues, that these dogs, it's proven that these dogs help them. So I think that these things are so important. And we're going to go into talking. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to be back in just a moment. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some ways, some fun ways, and some practical ways to celebrate National Dog Month. So we'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. and please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Celebrating National Dog Month is a very easy yet rewarding thing to do. And here are some meaningful things that you can do to make a difference in the life of your furry sidekick and other dogs in need. So, Colleen, what's one that you could think of right off the top of your head?
So, my favorite thing to do with my pups is to take extra long walks and to explore new places together. We love going on new trails, going out to the beach, exploring new neighborhoods and new areas together. They're all pretty good on the leash, so I can usually walk at least a couple of them together, but it's an awful lot of fun to take them out and explore new places together. So I can't wait to do that.
Well, and you live on the West Coast. I live on the East Coast, and talking about taking them to the beach, we do have some dedicated beaches that are dog beaches here in Florida, but you have something which we do too, that if you get there before a certain time, you can bring your dogs. But after another time, you know, as it gets, I think it's 8 o'clock. I don't even remember 7 o'clock, that you have to get the dogs off the beach. And I know that you have that there, and that your dogs, my dogs will run on the sand. They don't really run in the water, but yours love the water.
Especially Callie, one of my corgis. I have a life vest for her and I have a 30-foot long tow rope because she loves to swim and chase her ball so much. I have to be careful with her, though, that she doesn't get taken out to sea. So certainly with an eye on safety, I have a bright orange 30-foot floating little rope that I clip to her harness so that I can keep her safe, but I cannot keep her out of the water when I go to the beach. The other two love running around in the sand and chasing their ball and playing with the other dogs, but boy, Callie loves to swim.
Well, I have to tell you that I love when you send me the videos of her. She's a very dedicated dog swimmer. Very dedicated, very focused. Well, now mine are very food oriented. So I will be taking them to our favorite dog bakery about 2 minutes from our home and let them pick out what they want. They have like big glass containers of like dog bones, little doggy donuts, little doggy cupcakes. So they'll get to pick out their treats. We'll probably take them in like a few days during the month. And also their favorite toys. Each of them has a favorite type toy that they like to play with. And of course, Sassy's the youngest. She's 4. So she is extremely active. The other two may use them as pillows, but Sassy is like totally, we find her toys everywhere. She has a toy box in which I have to put all her toys in every night. Every night I have like 50 toys all over the house, but very happy. And we will get them some more toys too. So yeah, and maybe they'll get some new beds.
They can always use new beds and new toys, right?
You only never about comfort and treats and goodies. That's what it's all about in my house.
Absolutely. We'll do the same. We'll do something similar. We have some wonderful local pet stores here that they welcome us with the dogs joining us. So it's a lot of fun. And they always welcome the pups with cookies and open arms. And they love to interact with them. And we certainly go along the racks to pick out new bones. And again, we have, like you, so many toys, but you can never have enough toys.
You can have well, you're at my house, and when you came to visit me a few months ago, I am a storage unit for dog beds. and dog toys. I could open up my own store. I have so many.
Oh, I love it. Never enough, though.
Never enough, according to them.
So another way we can celebrate National Dog Month is to make your next veterinarian appointment to ensure your pet stays healthy and strong. So during the month of August, it's a great time to do your wellness exams, which, you know, good idea to do those annually. I actually have dental set up for two of my dogs, my two older ones, and they get their teeth checked regularly and their teeth professionally cleaned, usually once a year, because oral care is so important. It affects their entire body. But we have those set up for August, and it's always kind of a good reminder to do that check-in at least once a year. So get in touch with your veterinarian, see where you are with your wellness exams, and definitely make that appointment if you're due.
Yeah, and that's very important, too. We always take ours in August. They have all of their wellnesses. Everyone's all in the same month, so that I have all the everything's done in the same month, so I don't even have to think about it. It's not one this month, one that month. It's easier just to get them all done at once. And during National Dog Month, a lot of veterinarians will, you know, they welcome your dogs with open arms. They have we get little emails from ours to celebrate different pet holidays to celebrate. So when we go there, it's always a fun thing. We're very blessed to have a really great vet. So a really great group of vets in that we're at the clinic we go to. So it's one of those no fear clinics. So it's really, really great. So yeah, we'll be spending our time there.
Nice.
And another thing, and this is something that I feel is so important, especially with things being the way they are right now, I think it's so important to donate to your local shelter, a rescue, any animal-related nonprofit. I think that so many wellness nonprofits, and some of them just do spay and neuter, and there's a lot to do, so much out there in the community, and they rely solely on donations. So please, if you can, make a donation to your local shelter, your favorite rescue, or any animal-related nonprofit locally. They'll truly be thankful and benefit from it. And then if you like, you can also volunteer your services. They always need them at shelters, at rescues, even if you're just helping out maybe a couple of days a month. At least it's your feeling that you're doing something and the animals truly benefit from it. And you could also, if you can't adopt a pet right now, you could certainly become a foster parent for any homeless pets. Myself, I'm sitting with three in my house. I am, if you look it up in the dictionary, I am the foster failure. But that's good. They're total blessings. But it's also a good way for you to meet and greet your pet, your forever friend. And I think that it's something that if you're looking to do, maybe August is a great month to try it in. And not only will the dogs appreciate the support, but so will their future human companions. And that unconditional love is like something that you just can't compromise on.
And another way that you can support your favorite cause, whether it's, we have out here in Southern California, the Spay and Neuter Action Project. We have our local humane societies. We have large and small humane societies out here and rescue groups. But contact your favorite organization that really touches your heart and you feel really helps the homeless animal community or just does a lot for the animal community at large. And see what they have on their wish list. You know, a lot of times they need towels and blankets.
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so if you don't have the time necessarily to, you know, volunteer or foster or, you know, I know a lot of times we're all on budgets. You know, if you don't have a lot of money to donate, a great thing to do is maybe do some kind of drive where maybe you can collect items in your neighborhood. I know on next door here where I live, we have a very vibrant community in our, you know, for the 2 miles around my home. And people do this quite a lot. They'll say, you know, I'll come to your house and pick up towels or blankets or whatever items are on a wish list, or they'll have a drop off at a certain area and then just kind of collect all those items and deliver them to your group of choice. So there's a lot of creative ways that you can support those organizations. You know, if you're a little short on time or you're on a kind of a tight budget, there's definitely some creative ways to help. So yeah, it's amazing the ways we can really contribute to the animal welfare in our community.
And that's in all of that, the wish list, you know, the shelters and the rescues create them and the organizations create them for what they need. So even if you get one item, it's one item that they'll be so thankful, and it benefits an animal. And you know what I'm thinking? We did a show on this before, pet pantries. There's a lot of pet food pantries that are popping up in different communities. So I'm sure if you Google your local pet pantry, your pet food pantry, or sometimes they do mail deliveries for, you know, whether it be for senior citizens or something. And sometimes they'll be looking for donations for pet food for those deliveries, or just in your food pantries, they will take in pet food. And of course, a lot of the shelters have pet pantries, pet food pantries too. So that's also something that people could look into to donating to.
Absolutely. And it helps keep pets with their families.
Yes.
If the animals are with, you know, with a wonderful family who maybe is on a little tighter budget than they had been before, those pet pantries can really be a huge help in keeping the families together so that the pet parents can still afford to keep their beloved animals. So those pet pantries, like you had mentioned, those are wonderful groups. I know at we have a couple of our local humane societies have pet pantries, and they do a wonderful job with providing food to pet parents in need. It's just terrific. There are also some large corporate sponsors that provide dog food, which is just wonderful. And, you know, support those corporations when you hear about it, when you hear about the large companies that donate dog food, because they do great work and they do help keep families together. Well, another way to help celebrate National Dog Month, kind of as we touched on, is if you're able, add a new pup to your family. National Dog Month is an excellent time to do so if you're thinking about adding a new member to your family. Consider adopting from your local shelter. There are lots of wonderful dogs waiting for their forever homes. So if it's on your mind and you're able and you have the time and the resources to do so, definitely check it out. And this is a wonderful month to get out there and look for your newest furry family member.
And that's a wonderful idea. You know, I always say that it changes not only their lives, the pet's life, but it also changes our lives. Mm-hmm. And that unconditional love, people just can't duplicate it. It's there. It's a special bond. It's something special. And I think that we talked about the social, going out, walking our dogs, seeing people. I was at a pet restaurant today with a friend of mine who had her dog, and the people that work at the restaurant have been monitoring this dog's progress. It's a rescue, and it had a broken leg. And they came out and celebrated. He got his little cast off today. Aww. They brought him out bacon, and the whole restaurant got involved and was cheering for him. So it's like this great bonding thing that we have with these animals. It's something that you can't duplicate. It's so wonderful. And what better time to celebrate all of these wonderful things than during National Dog Month? I want to thank you all so much for spending time with my sister Colleen and I, fellow dog mom. And we loved chatting about National Dog Month with you.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy this month. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great month. Enjoy National Dog Month. Bye-bye.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at The Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. only on PetLifeRadio.com.